Hey there guys, it's Dr. George here from thehealthybear.com, and today I'm very fortunate to be on the phone with a fantastic bear in the United States, Scott, and he's been very kind to offer a little bit of his time to do an interview for the readers here. So Scott, g'day, thank you very much for coming on board.
Well, thanks for having me, I appreciate it.
Hey, now just to sort of bring a bit of preamble into this, I sort of, through Facebook, I suppose, that's a wonderful way of meeting all sorts of people. And Scott, your picture kept on popping up on my screen quite often. And it's not a difficult picture to look at, I have to say. But so I was having a read of your profile, and, you know, I can see that you're a bit of a bear. And there's some other interesting stuff in there as well that we'll get into in a moment. But Scott, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, let's see. I'm 48 years old. I have a 14-year-old son. I was married at once. There's a story behind that. And I just moved from the east coast of the States out west to Phoenix, to be exact, January 8th.
Okay. So you're very new to Phoenix.
I'm new to Phoenix. I moved out here, back in January, but I came out here in 2004. I fell in love with the place. I actually went to Iraq and Afghanistan for 4.5 years, and after that was over, then I just moved out here.
Wow. So tell me, you mentioned that you've got a 14-year-old son. So at what sort of stage in I'm assuming you were married, is that correct? Or
for about 10 excruciating years.
Okay, so at what stage in the marriage did you start to feel, look, this isn't right for me?
Well, I knew I was gay when I was 11.
Okay.
But I kind of got forced into a marriage by my parents. All that any child ever wants is their parents' approval.
Yep.
And I have a brother and sister. They both have 2 kids. They both have girls. And my parents put the pressure on me that I was the last boy in the family, and I had to get married and have a son to carry on the family name.
Okay.
So I got forced into that, really.
Were you the only male in the family, or to be able
no,
to...
No, I have an older brother.
Okay. But they felt that it was important that, you know, you as the youngest sibling, is that correct? That, you know, that you had to conform with the rest of the family.
Well, yeah, the obligation fell on me by my parents. My brother wasn't going to have any more children. There were no male children, you know, grandchildren, according to my parents, in the family, and that heavy burden was placed on my shoulders.
Wow, that's a very heavy burden, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think it's very unfair.
So, you're in a relationship with a man now, according to Facebook.
Yes, for 8 years.
Congratulations, that's wonderful. So what's your relationship like with your parents now?
Well, my father died in 2008 while I was overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, my mother just left. She was out here for a whole month visiting. She brought my son with her. They just left 2 days ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great relationship.
So there was obviously at some point there was a change that, you know, things were discussed and life became easier, or?
Well, parents, especially mothers all over the world are the exact same. They all know everything about their children, even if you don't tell them.
Yeah.
Mothers always know.
Very much so.
And my mother knew I was gay. When I told her I was going to get divorced, she knew what the reason was. She was just waiting for me to tell her.
Yep.
In fact, when I was 21 years old, she even asked me if I was gay. And of course, I lied to her and said no, because I know she wanted grandchildren.
Yep. So, do you think, with your wife, and the divorce proceedings, because I've actually put up on the wall here on Facebook, what questions would you ask a man like yourself? And one of the questions was, what's the relationship like with your wife now? Is it a good relationship or is it a little bit strained?
No, it's a good relationship. She knew I was gay for 2 years. In fact, when we got married, she even knew that there was a chance that I was gay.
Yep.
So I really don't know why she went ahead with the marriage. After we got divorced, the following year was incredibly strained. And after that, she came to accept it. And I had made a big mistake. I didn't want to tell her that I was gay.
Yep. Yep.
So I just wanted to get divorced and be done with it. Mm-hmm. And turned out, I realized, well, after she told me, that I did her a big disservice, because the relationship ended not because of something that was her issue, but because the entire issue was with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was a big part to moving forward in our strained relationship, that she realized that it wasn't something that she had done within the marriage, but that it was, it was all my fault, which was the absolute truth.
Okay. Well, it's, and they're fairly hard words, aren't they, to be able to sit with. But I imagine that, 8 years down the track now, or however, how long ago was the divorce? Was that many years, I imagine?
Actually, my divorce was final. I can tell you the exact moment when I was sitting in the airplane on February 13th of 2006.
Okay. So that was a... Was that the opening of the envelope, or was it a phone call that you just went, okay, this is the moment?
No, well, actually, that's when we officially were divorced. I actually told her that I was gay December 27th of 2002.
Okay. So, it's great that you and, your ex-wife are in a good position now. How has it been for your 14-year-old son?
How has it been for my son?
Yeah, how does he fit into the picture? Is he rocking out with two awesome dads, or how does that work?
Oh, he's got no problem with it at all. I told him at a very young age. I moved out of the house when he was four, and when he was five, I told him that I was gay. Kids are very cruel. They tell jokes that can be hurtful to other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted him to have a basis, a foundation, that all kids think their dad is the most awesome guy in the world and the most powerful. So when he got to be 10, 12, 13 years old and kids started telling gay jokes, I wanted him to stop and think, you know what? My dad's gay and he's the coolest guy in the world. So... Consequently, he's got no problem with my homosexuality,
yep.
And he absolutely adores my partner.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really, really good. And, it's great that he's obviously a very close part of your family. And do you think that in many ways that, like, is he a proud defender of you, his dad?
Yes, actually he is, and we even discussed that about a week ago. I was talking about it. He's got his own Facebook page, and some of his friends have said, you know what, your dad seems really cool. I want to meet him, and they don't have an issue with me being gay either.
Okay.
I think the younger generation is that way these days. They don't care what way they are.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I think that it's all very fluid these days, and it's awesome that there's a younger generation of people that are just cool and decent, which I'm very, very pleased for.
Yeah, so I was very happy to hear that.
Now, the interesting thing is that some of my readers are married or have children, and some of the biggest discrimination that they've received is from other gay men. And I was wondering, have you ever been subjected to that?
No, never.
That's fantastic. So, maybe it's part of being in Australia or something like that. That there may be a slightly different feel around that. But that's fantastic. So, maybe it's more that there are more gay men that have kids in America? I'm not sure.
Well, it's kind of funny because I know a lot of gay men that are married and they have kids and they're terrified to come out of the closet. In fact, crazy story which proves this is a very small world. While I was overseas, I had started talking back and forth on Bear 411 with a man right here in Phoenix who was a police officer who was married and had two kids and was gay. And, you know, being a police officer, he was terrified to come out of the closet. But he couldn't continue in the relationship with his wife because he was gay. So over the course of about 18 months, I kept talking to him about what I experienced and what I went through and kind of taught him how to talk to his wife and his kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
18 months down the road, he comes out to his wife. He finally gets divorced. Rocky relationship with his wife for the next year or so. That all smoothed over and is okay now. He's got a partner. They just recently got legally married. Mm-hmm. And they have a house together.
How wonderful. That is just truly, truly awesome. I'm just thinking, in Australia, there's probably a handful of resources for gay men who have been married or who are currently married. Is there some prominent resources that you would recommend for people in America?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know because I never actually looked for any resources like that. But one thing that I did learn when you're trying to talk to your children about your homosexuality, especially younger children, there's an awesome book here called Daddy's Roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a book that's written on a very young level, probably like 6 years old or so, that I bought that book for my son and I had him read it to me. And it just teaches you about love between two different men, a guy who, and the book is about a man that was married.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in itself is a great resource for gay fathers to read to their children and have their children read it. But as far as, you know, dealing with the relationship with a wife and being gay, I've never even looked for a resource over here.
Okay. So that Daddy's Roommate is an awesome, awesome resource. And what I'll do is I'll put a link included in this interview to share for that. Do you have any recommendations for any men that are contemplating or perhaps in a position very similar to yours or similar to your friend who is the police officer? What would you say to somebody who's sort of stuck in a position and don't know where to move?
Well, what I would say, excuse me, is a couple of things. First of all, if you're married and you're gay, you're actually doing your wife a disservice. She has the absolute right to be in love with someone that is in love with her. Everybody has the right to be happy. But nobody can force you to come out of the closet. You have to be able to do that on your own time when it feels right for you. But I would encourage any gay man that's married to come out as soon as they can because they also have the right to be in a relationship and to be with somebody that loves them. Everybody's got that right to be happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I imagine that for many people, the thought of even broaching the subject is just so scary. Was it nearly as bad as you imagined it would be?
No, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And that's a really good point. But I can tell you, the relief that comes with it is indescribable. It felt like the weight of the entire world was lifted off of my shoulders when I could finally come out of the closet and say, this is who I am, this is how I was born, and it's my turn to live a happy life.
Oh, that's just, that is truly, truly amazing. I could sit here and quiz you all night, I have to say, Scott, but I'd better wrap it up on that wonderful high point. Do you have anything that you would like the readers of The Healthy Bear to know, or anything else that you would like to add to this awesome, awesome interview?
Yeah, there is one thing. I had a big struggle with being homosexual. I hated myself. I hated who I was. I knew who I was. I knew I was gay when I was 11. But you just have to stop and realize that's just the way you were born. And my partner, he's got a wonderful take on this for gay men. He thinks that we have evolved so much that a lot of us, we don't have that need to be fathers, to raise families. He thinks that we're divine, that we're beyond that. We've reached another plateau. I mean, that's a great way to think. If you're a religious person and you're struggling with, at least here in the United States, religious people constantly dumping on us for our lifestyle, which they think is a choice and isn't. But just be yourself. Just be exactly who you are. And that is, nobody can make you happy but yourself.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Scott, I just wanted to personally say thank you very, very much for allowing myself to be able to speak with you, but also to allow, the readers of The Healthy Bear to be able to hear some of your story. It is really, really appreciated, and thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, George, for the opportunity. I appreciate it. And for any of your listeners who are struggling with this, who would like to talk further, by all means, please let them know that they can go ahead and message me on Facebook, and I will find the time to talk them through it and help them with what they need.
That's awesome. So what I'll do is I'll pop a bit of a link underneath the thing just with your name, and people will be able to hopefully contact you, and I hope that your inbox doesn't overflow too badly.
Well, I welcome the opportunity to help.
That's awesome.